you would follow along with me as I read John chapter 6, verses 22 through 26, the day following when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that the one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias, nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. And let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask that you'd help me as I preach. Please give me your strength and your power. Lord, please help us to seek you as Christians, Lord, to realize the importance of it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning we're talking about or speaking on the subject of seek him. Seek him. And we, in this chapter, there's a lot going on. We see the first part of it was the five loaves and the two fish, and the 5,000 were fed. And then after that, we see where the story where Jesus walks on the water. And we've in both those stories, I've heard sermons preached many times on those subjects. And now we see where he's the people they're looking for him, and they can't find him. They come over, they get ships and they come over and, to find him. And that idea where he, they come over and they're looking for him. And in verse 26, he kind of calls their bluff, if you will. Where he says, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. You know, you see, what's he saying? You came over because, you know, what you could get from me. And we're going to look at a few different things of as far as why we as Christians need to seek him. Obviously, he found us when we were lost. And if we're saved, if you're saved, you've trusted him as Savior, I'm sure you're thankful for that day. But there's a difference between being saved and someone that has a desire to be close to him. There are plenty that are saved today that don't go to church. There are plenty that are saved today that if you looked at their lives, their testimony looks just like any other lost person. You couldn't tell a difference. It's always unfortunate where there's, you see, someone that, a lost person that has more morals or, you know, lives a cleaner life than those that claim to be saved. But the thing is, we as Christians, we need to seek him. First reason would be we need to seek him to be near him. You say, well, that's obvious, Pastor. And I guess if you say, well, you need to seek the Lord, you know, and to be near him would be probably one of the first things you would say, obviously. But we need to realize the importance of being near him. For several reasons. One would be for a companion. I feel like I'm, you know, one of those. I guess I've been pastor for what, 3 years or so, over 3 years, but I've been preaching longer than that. And I feel like they used to say down at C8 that Pastor Odom should just number his illustrations. You know, he uses them over and over again, and especially his jokes. He liked dad jokes. He liked using dad jokes before there were dad jokes. You know, they were just corn back then, you know. Now they got that higher class. It's a dad joke now. And I like them. As I say, I try to use them in moderation. And because I have been around preachers that use them. They don't monitor them. They don't control how many they use, and then it does get a little annoying. There's no doubt about that. But as far as the illustrations, you know, I've used it before. As far as having somebody, if you're doing a task, and even if it, especially if it's one that you're not really enthused about doing. You know, one of those the hard ones. There are some that are fine. There are some that, man, if I had some help, this would really, you know, it'd go easier. It'd go better. Maybe it wouldn't so much go easier. It's just that having somebody there to help you. You know what? Life isn't always easy. In fact, you know, you say if you want to question that, just look back over the last 18 months or so. And the fact that life can be hard at times. But you know what? We have somebody to go with us every step of the way. He's there. We need to be near to him to have a companion. And he'll be with you as a companion if you want him to. If you ask him to. You know, why somebody that claims to be one of his children wouldn't ask him to come along with them and to just be a companion to help you in your day-to-day walk, when you start the work day tomorrow. Why they wouldn't ask him to be a part of that, I don't know. But so many, they just go through life and they don't understand what it is to have a victorious Christian life because they don't want to have anything to do with as far as walking close to him, having him as a companion. They wonder, it's like, why is life such a drudgery? Why don't I have that peace? Why don't I have joy? It says, well, you know what? You're not spending any time with him. Be near to him for a companion, also for a guide. You know, the idea that, you know, when you don't quite know which way to go, you know, he's there to help guide us. You know, how many times, you know, maybe you go somewhere maybe on vacation and you say, and maybe to a relatives and they say, well, we're going to go down over here, just follow us. And what do you do? You know, you say, well, if you don't know where you're headed, you know, you don't think, well, okay, I'll just casually try to find, you know, no, you try to stay with them. You know, you're trying to, you know, that they go through the light and it turns yellow. That's not the ones where you know, well, I better stop. No, I just hit the gas, you know, because you want to get through there. You want to stay close to them. You don't want to lose, you know, get lost. For guidance. We see, and as we know, we need to stay close to him for comfort. He's there for us. We need to stay near to him. And the reason why would we seek him, you know, because we should stay near to him. And I couldn't help but think the fact that kind of off that verse 26, they were looking. What do you say? You just came to me because you got fed. But you know what? We as Christians, if we stay near to him, we'll be fed also. So we'll be fed spiritually, and he's there for us. But we need to realize the importance of that. We need to be close to him. We talked about when Peter got out of the boat, he was getting closer to the Lord, even though the storms were around him. And the fact that we need to stay near, we need to seek him. We need to seek him to be near him. Not only that, we need to seek him to be more like him. To be more like him. You know, you've probably seen it. Maybe you see in your kids, or maybe you have a time or two where this has happened, where maybe you spend time around somebody and you start becoming like them. Maybe you're picking up maybe mannerisms, or maybe different things like that. Or, you know, maybe phrases that they use. Sometimes for good, sometimes not so good. But the more you're around someone, the more you'll start picking up their mannerisms, becoming like them. You know what? When they say different things, you know, people that have been married years and years, they start looking like each other. And I think we've all seen couples like, well, I can kind of see that. Or they start looking like their pet, and that's weird too. I don't know so much about that. But the thing is, if you start hanging around somebody and you spend more time with them, you'll become like them. You know, we need to spend time around the Lord. We need to seek Him to be more like Him. And isn't that what we as Christians ought to have a desire to be? To be more Christ-like. You know, when we spend more time around Him, you know, we'll start looking different. We'll start acting different. You know, there are times where... And you know what? If we start becoming more Christ-like, you know what? The world's not going to want to be around you as much. But the idea, do we spend time with Him? Remember when Moses, remember when he came down with the Ten Commandments, and what did he say? His face shone. They could tell he'd been with the Lord, with God. But can people tell that we spend time with God? Or do we just fit in real well with the world? Are we just going along to get along? We need to seek Him to be near Him. We need to seek Him to be more like Him. You know, so we need to seek Him, to hear Him. To hear Him. You know, when He speaks to us, can we hear Him? You know, when that Holy Spirit starts to lead, do you hear it? Or does something, major need to come into your life for Him just to get your attention? Maybe, I'm sure you probably do this also, but at home sometimes Patty and I'll be talking, and we'll be talking, and she'll walk in the other room, she'll still be talking, and I'll say, I can't hear you, or you know how it is, I can hear enough to tell that she's talking, I just can't understand what she's saying. And usually it's when it's the more important the conversation, the more apt that is to happen. It's like, why did you walk away? I can't hear you now. Or, I'll be brushing my teeth and she'll try to, you think, oh, it's kind of quiet until you're right there with the water, you know. He's like, I can't hear what you're saying. But you know what? I can understand what she's saying when we get closer, when we're in the same room. But the thing is, we need to be close to Him so we can hear Him. When He's leading. And the importance of being close to Him, seeking Him. And the importance of it, when the Holy Spirit, nudges you, and maybe just whispers to you, can you hear Him? Or has your conscience been so callous that you don't, you know, it takes a megaphone to get your attention? And as far as hearing, you know, on in this story where he mentioned to him, you know, they didn't understand what he was saying, and many of them left. The fact that we need to get close to Him, to hear Him, when He speaks to our hearts. And the importance of seeking Him. You know, what's the big deal? Why do we need to do that? But you know what? We need to get close to Him. So that we can hear when He speaks to us. You know, so he's not like a parent, look at me when I'm talking to you. You know, or why we do that? Because, like, I don't think they're listening to me. Was it last night? Allison and I were sitting watching the Ohio State football team win again. And she was over there on her phone. And I was talking to her. I looked over, and then I looked over again. She was like, I'm like, put your phone down. I'm trying to talk to you. And really, I don't think I was trying to say anything important. It was just like, put your phone down. You know what? Your dad, I know your dad's got to be more interesting than whatever you're looking at on that phone. I wanted visual contact that she was listening to what I was saying. And we need to hear what our Heavenly Father is saying. Are we so distracted by the world and our hectic schedules that we're not even acknowledging what He says when He speaks to us? We need to hear Him. But you know what? We need to seek Him also. When we seek Him, there's blessings to be had. For the blessings. You say, well, you're talking about being just like those people. They just wanted what they could get from Him. And that's not the case. That's not what I'm talking about. Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." When we seek Him, when we want to be near Him, and we want to hear what He's saying, and we have a desire to not only hear, but obey what He tells us to do. You know, there are blessings to be had. They just wanted the blessing. You know, they just want, you know, the gimme, you know, I want some of that. I want all the blessings. But they, you know, when he started saying things that they didn't understand, they thinned out. But you know what? They're blessings. They're the benefits that come with it. They're not entitlements. You know, just because you're saved doesn't mean that you automatically get those blessings. You know, we need to live a life that's pleasing to Him and have a desire to follow Him and to serve Him when we seek His will and do His will. And then He will bless us. But now when we're just out doing our own thing and living like the world and acting like the world, and there's no difference between us and the world except, you know, you're saved, you know you're on your way to heaven, but that's it. You know what? You need not wonder why God isn't blessing you like you think He should. We need to seek Him, to be close to Him for the blessings. I mean, we would all say, oh, you know what? I want God to bless my life. And why wouldn't we? But you know what? That's not going to happen when we're way off somewhere else and not have any desire to be close to Him, to follow Him, to live for Him. We need to seek Him. We need to have that desire to be close to Him, to walk close to Him. Isn't that pretty much what, you know, the New Year's is coming. It's right around the corner. You know, we're counting down to Thanksgiving now. And at the beginning of the year, we always say, you know what, we need to have a desire and and set those goals a year from now, we'll be closer to Him. We're a little closer to Him. We love Him. We love Him more. We have a desire to serve Him more. We're walking just a little bit closer to Him than we were a year before. But we need to realize the importance of seeking Him and walking close to Him. He's there for us, and He wants to help us every step of the way. But do we have a desire to walk close to Him? That's the thing. Once we're saved, we as Christians need to have that realize the importance of walking close to Him, seeking Him. In every step of the way, in every aspect of our lives. Not just in our, this is church and, I went got involved with this, but this over here, this is work. I don't, I can't be a good businessman if God's still involved in this. Or, I don't need Him in my family. We need Him in every aspect of our lives. But you know what? Do we realize it? Whether we realize it or not, we need Him. And we need to seek Him.